Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to Ian Strafford-Taylor, CEO of Equals Group, an international payments and fintech platform. So welcome, Ian.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you said platform.
Yeah, well, last year at this time, actually, I rudely interrupted your holiday after the company posted a sort of 20% like-for-like growth. Now, you've just registered over 80%, hitting just over 31 million in turnover for the first half. So I'm frankly speechless, actually, which is a first from even my wife.
That really is a first.
Exactly. Even my wife would vouch to that. So, well, let's start there. What's been sort of driving this sort of Formula One type growth in the first half?
Well, it's interesting you say Formula One, because it is all cylinders, you know, to carry on that analogy. And, you know, I would say the core business or legacy business, if you want to call it that, is performing really well. We've had travel come back. That's contributing quite nicely now. It's come back a long way. But layer on top of that, you know, it was May, June of last year when we unveiled the own name multi-currency IBAN concept, which unleashed, you know, this whole solutions revenue line. So we put that on top and you get super normal growth. I mean, yeah, I've been saying we do every 2 weeks I do an all hands via Zoom, you know, and I'm saying to the people here, enjoy it. You know, business can be tough and there are times when everything's just going well and it doesn't happen that often. So enjoy it. We're doing well. We're doing well as a team, as a family, very sort of familial type of atmosphere here. Despite a lot of difficult stuff going on in the world, you know, let's not forget we've posted this type of number in hardly ideal circumstances. So yeah, I could not be happier. It's surpassed what I thought we'd do for the first half if you'd asked me in January or February. So
let's just step through some of that. On the solutions side of it, as you mentioned, you really just sort of kicked off the business sort of 12 months ago. And just looking at the numbers, last year we did sort of like, you know, 0.3 of revenue in the first half of 2021. And now we've done over 6 million this time. So we've got the green light. What does the checkered flag look like for solutions business?
Well, you know,
let's go from zero to 300 mile an hour.
Well, I've given, you know, do you know what solutions were? What I love about this, and actually maybe you've seen in the RNS, what I finally tried to do is give an insight, not just into the product revenues, but across the customer segment. And so what I love about solutions and the way the business feels right now is all areas of the company are involved in that product. So, you know, there's some banking, there's some international payments, hopefully eventually there'll be cards. You know, the operations team are involved in selling it, so a product. And I've challenged the company internally to, you know, go for a £2 million month in revenue before the end of the year. I don't know if we'll get there. You know, we're doing well ahead of £1 million per month now, as you can see from that first half, and the trend is upwards. I don't know. It's as we put more functionality into it, we find more use cases. So how long is a piece of string? You know, my feeling all along has been, if we can do what we're now doing, is that we have a defendable position from a time point of view, in it would take someone from a standing start couple of years to replicate what we have. And so that's why we need to push on even harder now, you know, and not just that.
So what, just quickly, why are large enterprises, I mean, extremely large enterprises coming to do that? And just typically, I know you probably can't name any names, but what sort of like industries? I mean, are these just like really big international corporates?
Yeah. And the, you know, there's quite a lot of use cases, and I say more are coming up. One is the concept of a global collection account. So we can allow companies to get money that may be paid to them from merchant acquiring accounts or various other use cases all into one place. They can have, rather than just one own name multi-currency IBAN, they can have several, one for each person that pays them. So if you think about that, and all of a sudden, you know, the complexities of reconciliation, understanding who's paid you what and why and where it goes from there, it just all becomes easy. And the back office cost and working capital requirement of those type of companies, cost goes down and the working capital goes down because it's all in one place and dead easy to see and in effect segregated. And so I think that reconciliation simplification element of what we can do is very, very powerful. Then as you work through the food chain a bit, just maybe slightly smaller corporates, but it will come into the solution side as well. The ability to have a platform that where you've got cards and payments all in one place, it's all run around a balance. So rather than having balances on the cards, you've got a balance, you've got a pot of money with us, you can do what you want with it. That is also very powerful. You know, you really think about paying Amazon, Amazon Web Services, for instance, you have to pay them in dollars, you know, same with Google, and you have to do it by card. And again, if we can provide, which we can provide the platform, we can do all that in one place. These things are not easy. Back to solutions. So we've got that collection account type thing. But we're also seeing demand in the fund administration space, which is where AlphaFX fish for their alternative banking products. There's a lot of demand for what we can do there. Corporate service providers. In that middle space between those sort of two extremes, you've got other financial institutions, could even be competitors, that we can, via API, you know, allow to use our platform as we see fit. And it's up to me really to decide what functionality I allow them to have, on who they are and whether I want them to compete directly or not. So we've got a lot of levers to pull now. And that's really where you want to be, you know. We can tweak our pricing, we can, you know, highly adaptable, highly unique set of capabilities as we sit here right now.
Well, you're certainly a very modest man there, Ian, because to describe your international payments also as a legacy business, given it's just registered a 60% like-for-like, right, is perhaps the understatement of the year. I've never heard that one before. I wish I had got in favor of a legacy businesses like that. But just working on to that, so we're now over 16 million in the first half for international payments. Obviously, that includes a bit of white labeling as well. What's been driving that? I mean, is it the same sort of thing? Or I mean, obviously, we've had a lot of geopolitical issues and the sterling has weakened. And presumably, you know, that's sort of like you've been helping clients manage their Forex as it's that volatility.
Yeah, that helps. Also, I'd say we started the process of improving our sales team here 9 months ago. You know, we got better salespeople already in place. And towards the end of June, finally, my chief commercial officer landed, Tom Kiddle, who used to be at World First and Western Union and Travelex before that. So he's got a good pedigree. Young kid, he's thinking about, you know, he's in his mid-30s.
A bit like you.
Yeah, a little bit older than me. And I think that's another piece, a key piece of the jigsaw, really, in that, you know, if you think about what I've been saying on these interviews for a while, is we've built a load of stuff and now we need to sell it better, and we are selling it better, but he gives us that additional horsepower to really push it on from here. And I tell you, he's only been here a week, but his early, you know, assessment is wow, you've got some stuff that your competitors would dream of having. And the challenge now is to, you know, turbocharge the growth with scale, with, you know, control. So I think, yeah, I think that's how international payments has grown. Better sales, but we can do better even from there. And there are gaps still. You know, we look at the larger corporates, more sophisticated hedging techniques without getting into options and all of that type of stuff. There's more we can do. So, which is a great position to be in. It's not like we're trying to squeeze that last bit out. You know, we can see a lot of opportunities we look out now. And as I alluded to earlier, we can decide what functionality to give. You mentioned the white label. So, you know, I'm not going to give them all of the toys, but, you know, maybe we can say to a white label partner, we can have own name IBAN, but we want a bit, a larger slice of the revenue. So as I say, I've got levers that I can now pull based upon what we've built.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that, say, that best-in-class platform, as you say, is attracting best-in-class people, isn't it? Which is obviously, which is good.
And as I said, you know, we need to enjoy it. You know, I'm not saying it's all going to blow up tomorrow. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that in business, as you know, the same in investing or whatever, there's times when the planets are aligning and, you know, you don't do the type of numbers we just reported unless you're in that period. I want the people that work here to feel invested in it and be part of it. It's very, very important because our strength is ultimately the people that we have. We've got, you know, I've got a really good executive team now, you know, with the last piece especially. So, yeah, we can push on hard.
And then just finally, on that sort of top-line piece, the travel, you talked about sort of like that has come back. Are we back to now sort of like 2019 levels, pre-pandemic?
Not quite. But, you know, way, way better than we've seen for some time. And, you know, the media goes on about cancelled flights. And, of course, there are some cancellations, but, it's, you know, it's still a lot of flights getting away, aren't there? And if you look at the airports, they can't quite do the capacity they did in 2019, but not far off it. So we're seeing some good numbers come through that now, as you can see in the numbers we produced. So, and as I said last year, I think, you know, that's kind of like the icing on the cake, isn't it? You know, we can have that contributing as well. So,
yeah, and that travel piece, I mean, you haven't been on holiday yet this year, so whereas you were last year, so you've got that like-for-like coming in the second half.
Yeah, sure, that's going to move the number.
just in terms of the gross margins, I did notice, obviously, you've got a bit of a mix effect there, but can you just talk through the sort of like, you know, what you're seeing in terms of mix and like competitive landscape in terms of pricing, and then how you see that flowing through into next year, because it did seem as though you're guiding getting stabilization from H2 to H what from H1 and then continuation stabilization for next year.
Yeah, it's as we mentioned last time, you know, that gross margin is a complicated beast because it's the mix effect, and the gross margin for white label clients is always going to be way, way lower, which is part of the reason why we've segregated it out now. So you can see that. And really, maybe we should be looking at gross margin for non-white label and white label as two separate KPIs. But particularly on solutions, what we're doing there now is working with, to the extent there are affiliates or introducer brokers involved, saying, you know, look, we've got stuff. People want it. They'll come direct. We're going to pay you a bit less, but on a big number, right? So a less percentage of a bigger number can actually end up still being more than you expected. So we work with our partners to, you know, now we're in the position rather than early stage where we're trying to sort of proof of concept. We're in a stronger position to sort of push that up. In terms of spreads, you know, so the gross revenue before, you know, gross profit, not really seeing compression there at all at the moment. Of course, you know, never say never. And again, because we offer a functionality that's hard to replicate, I think we're in a defendable position on both those numbers, hence why you're seeing some improvement in terms of gross margin.
Well, the other big bit of improvement is the cash keeps piling up, which is obviously a very nice, you know, position to have now, particularly when we've come through a sort of pandemic. And I mean, your total cash balances are around just over about 15 mil at the moment, or they were at the end of the first half. They're slightly less on the sort of the net cash basis, but you've still sort of like got plenty of funds, etc. Is this going to be an organic growth story, given you are sort of like putting rocket fuel into the vehicle at the moment?
Well, I think we've put ourselves in a position where we can grow organically, because organic also means we could put that cash or some of that cash to work in terms of building more stuff or doing more marketing. But, you know, if we find deals to buy other businesses, we'll do them. But the difference is we don't have to do them. You know, they need to be really good deals, you know, before we'll look at it. And ideally, transactions that you could do without missing a beat on, you know, if a transaction is complicated and involves a lot of tech work, then that can slow down your development of the kind of cool stuff. So all of those factors come into play. You know, we need to be pushing forwards with our product development still. I actually took my chief product officer and chief technology officer around a few institutions just to talk about the roadmap as we go forward, or our thought process. And we did live demos of those things, which always go. But anyway, they all went well. There's just a lot of interest in what we're doing. So yes, we could buy some other businesses, but only if it really makes sense from a numbers point of view.
And have you got any sort of like, I mean, I probably can't say for, you know, commercially sensitive person, but in terms of sort of killer products that you're going to add onto the platform, I mean, you've got a pretty good arsenal already.
You don't want much, do you, Paul? Really?
Sorry about this.
So no, there's no killer product. The killer functionality is the own name multi-currency IBAN augmented by this boxes operating system in harmony with a card platform, which is getting better and better, that just gives people so much functionality and ease of reconciliation. And when you start building more stuff into it, you get more use cases and more people want it. So I don't think it's another killer product. It's just more of the same. And we knew that there'd be demand for this, but now it's being driven more by what customers are telling us rather than what we think they might want. So good. It's an even better place to be in some ways.
Yeah. Okay. And then sort of like for the rest of the year, then in terms of how do you see that sort of like, you've set the bar so high. How do you see sort of the second half and playing out?
You know, I'm cautious by nature. A lot of unpredictable stuff going on in the world. We have to be cautious, don't you? You know, we traded very well in the first half, despite some of these headwinds. But I don't know. None of us know exactly what's going to happen with recessions or mini recessions. And the difference between what's going on now and, you know, like inflationary periods that I've experienced, is that like it would be inflation was in the UK but not anywhere else, and you know, now it's everywhere. So I'm not necessarily sure that shoving up interest rates is the right thing to do, but we could talk about that all day, couldn't we? So factors outside of our control, but we seem to be resilient. You know, our revenues continue to trend upwards despite what's been going on. So I'd like to think if some of these headwinds receded, we could go even faster, but I just don't know. So I'm going to be cautious and say, you know, it's not complicated maths to look at what we did in the first half and double it, is it?
Yeah. And have you got good visibility, or is it basically, you know, you've got your customers who have sort of like, you can see the daily sales come in, and yeah, that gives you that good visibility?
The nature of, dare I say, some of the legacy products is, you know, listen, they might be a customer, they might decide not to trade, they might not need to do any more FX. So it's hard to have visibility on that. The nature of solutions customers, and particularly some of the ones we're now signing up, particularly if they're in fund administration, is they tend to be less about transactional or FX revenues, more about per account, per month annuity revenues. And so you've got really good visibility in terms of what they might produce. And I think you'll see that over time, in that, you know, our reliance upon foreign exchange will abate somewhat. It's still our core strength and our background, and but the platform element will come more and more to the fore.
Okay. Well, I'm going to continue in the sort of the conservative vein, but I have actually upgraded my forecast. So I'm hitting around about sort of like 64 mil for the full year for revenue, and a 10.7 EBITDA. And my fair value, my valuation, which is my own personal one, goes up to 152p from 138p per share. So plenty of upside. There's no doubt about it. Isn't even a racy multiple attached to it.
Do you know what I like? Also, the other thing that, you know, just makes me smile a bit is that, you know, in the first half of this year, you know, we beat the revenue we did for the whole year in 2019 or 2020.
Mm.
So it's quite a. I think we. I'll say this is. It may be me talking to you, but it's not me. It's 260 people doing this. You know, I may be the person that's talking to you, but it's, you know, from everybody that works here, you know. And, you know, one of the most difficult jobs I always think is customer services, you know, because generally it's people complaining or, you know, this needs fixing. That's a, you know, we see that as a sales opportunity. You're actually speaking to a customer, and that can be soul destroying. But, you know, everybody, especially those people, and everybody doing everything here contributes to what you're seeing. Because we couldn't do, you can't build stuff if you're spending your whole time just fixing what you've already got. Do you understand what I mean? So, I'm proud of the people.
Great. Well, you've done a brilliant job. So look forward again in touching base at the interims in early September, and keep up all the great work.
Thanks, Paul.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.